Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, so we are back with another episode of the podcast, and we are smack dab in the middle of the emotional intelligence, looking at the five composites of the EQI 2.0. And right now, we are on the self-expression composite.
You know, Jen, just so you know, I never know when you're hitting record.
I know, which is super fun because I feel so powerful and I love your banter.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are three different components, subscales as we call them actually, of the self-expression composite. And they are independence, assertiveness, and emotional expression.
And you know, Jen, when this composite, when considered together, right, these composites make up, obviously, like we're talking about, the self-expression composite. And it's about the communication to others of like the inner you. So people who are really, really plugged in and engaged in these three elements, the self-expression, assertiveness, and independence, tend to really be open and communicative, right? They're really, really communicative. Say that three times real fast. And they're also aware of the boundary between themselves and people around them. So I think that that's really important for people to understand that.
Love that. Okay, good. Let's break it, the three subscales down. Which one do you want to do first?
We are going to do, I'm going to save my favorite one for last. So we're going to start with emotional expression.
Great.
Emotional expression relates to your willingness and tendency to share. And I don't mean your fries, Jen. To communicate and to be reasonably transparent with your feelings.
I love it. So this is about being able to express yourself emotionally, which totally makes sense. So there is some key words in there, and there's the transparency. It's about authenticity. It's about being open. It's disclosing what is happening for you, and it's sharing information.
You know, this just makes me think of too, Jen, while you were saying that, like if this doesn't work for you, right, or you don't have or your emotional intelligence scores are kind of low, so you're really not going to talk about, right? You're not going to share your emotions. And I feel like I should say, okay, yeah, my name is Karen, and I am a recovering emotional expression non-expressioner. But seriously, though, I didn't communicate any emotions for a long time. It was like you just hold that stuff in. And not saying, you know, but then it's like you didn't even have the awareness of that's really what you were doing. So I think that a big part about this is really just understanding what this actually means and being willing and open to share what it is that you're feeling with people around you. I don't mean like you have to do this with the guy at Starbucks, but, you know, the people that are important to you.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. So if you remember, Kara, in our last episode, we had the self-perception composite, and one of the subscales there was emotional self-awareness. So in order to be able to express what you're feeling, you have to know what you're feeling. It just really shows how there's so many links between all the different subscales of the EQI. So, you know, one is, what am I feeling, which would come under self-perception, but now, how do I express that in a way that's going to benefit people listening to you or for yourself for being able to express it? Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. Next one.
All right. The next one, still not my favorite. However, I like this one. Assertiveness. It relates to your ability to put your needs, thoughts, and opinions out into the world. Even when you do it, right, it actually might invite some opposition. Hey, might invite some conflict or causes you to actually take a stand, right? This is that, you know, stand for something kind of thing.
Yeah, assertiveness is really important in life, right? So it is about being able to state how you feel and what's happening and your truth not so much in an aggressive way, right? So, but the assertive way is being able to, what are you smiling about?
All I can think about right now is don't be a douche canoe.
Fair enough, right? So if assertiveness gets dialed up too high, that's pretty much the official term. It's you become a douche canoe.
Well, you know what else, Jen? And the other thing that pops up with this one right now too for me is the brilliant jerk piece.
Right.
So that's a big part about this too, right? You don't have to leave a trail of collateral damage behind you by being assertive. Like, this is a healthy level of being assertive. You don't have to be an ass.
Yeah. And I think what happens also is that a lot of times if people are low in assertiveness, they basically are people pleasers, or they'll do what other people want, or they don't state their own opinion for fear of X, Y, and Z. So it's just very interesting. But to have good emotional intelligence is being able to say, you know, this is important to me, and I'm going to communicate it in a way that still wins friends and influences people. And so it's about really being able to show up so that it's okay to disagree, to state an opinion, to be able to share a perspective.
Yeah, and one of the things, Jen, when you say when you're lacking in this, this is what, like, you don't want to be a pushover, right? You don't want to be, this is like the doormat thing. When you have low assertiveness, it's like people are just walking all over you.
Yep. All right. I guess we're moving on to your favorite one. And so I'm just chuckling a little bit because I've got questions.
Of course you have. We always have questions. Independence refers to your ability and tendency to be self-directed in your thinking, your feeling, your actions, and I'm going to say your results, and a goat alone when needed. Now, I'm not saying you need to be a lone wolf, but says go it alone when needed.
Love it. Independence is about not having to rely on other people. And it's about being able to be free from emotional dependencies, even to be able to determine what's best for you, and also to rely on yourself in a way that makes sense. It cracks me up that you said independence, because I know we're together a lot.
Yep.
And when we work together, live together, vacation together, all of that, it's important then. And I think we've set some things up well with that, to be honest, Kara. Even in our work situation, for you to focus on certain things and me to focus on other things. So we're independently contributing to what we do together.
Yeah, and I think that that's one of the really good parts, right? Because I mean, I don't know how high your scores on the independence are, but I know mine are pretty high, but I think yours are really high too. And I think that what this is about is it's about your self-assuredness, right? I'm not saying that we need to go over the top to, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, you need to be independent thing. But it's really about, hey, you know, I got this, right? I can handle it. And it's also nice to have other people along for the ride.
Love it. Yep. So those are the three that are the self-expression composite. Anything else you want to add?
Just one thing too, Jen, with too little independence, right? This is the thing where, like, me personally, I feel like people have a really, really tough time making decisions, right? It's really about then they get clingy, right? They get rely on other people to determine their own kind of state. But think about that for a second. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Think about that in other relationships that you have been in prior to landing me, right? How much were those, that needy thing,
yeah,
pop up, right? So I think independence is sexy. And maybe that is why one of the reasons why I'm attracted to you.
I love it.
You have that.
That's great. So I'm glad that that's your favorite. But yes, it's interesting because I'll never forget, we were first met, we're in the car, and we are going to Panera. Long time ago.
Very long time ago.
Yeah. And it's when we had the old GPS that you had. We didn't even have Waze, right? And it's interesting because it's like, all right, so you were like, I'll get us there. And I'm like, I'll get us there. And all of a sudden we stopped and we're like, wow, other people I've been with would have never gotten us there. Exactly. And so it's that moment when you're just like, all right, I like this. We're both able to make things happen. I love it.
And I'm still driving.
That's true. All right. On that note, we're going to end with this particular composite, and we'll be back for another episode where we look over the EQI composites. Two small announcements that are still going on is that we do have the Light It Up 2020 Igniting Change Through Emotional Intelligence Workshop webinar that's going to be happening October 28th and October 29th of 2020. We'd love for you to be a part of it. It's going to be great. We're going to talk about how to apply this in organizations. And the way to register for this free webinar is just go to kickstartyouredge.com/lightitup. The other thing is, if you are intrigued with the EQI 2.0 Emotional Intelligence Assessment, which is what we're talking about during this month, and you want to get certified in the assessment, we do have some trainings coming up starting in November, and you can check that out by going to kickstartyouredge.com/EQI.
Yeah, it's going to be some fun training.
It is. So
we're
hope
you don't want to miss it. Jen, with markers, a whiteboard, if you haven't seen that, you're not going to want to miss it.
All right. See you soon.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.